there on Nunukadaburuan, Nganyunga Dalang in Nunakari Nganyuan, Kana.
Oh, I love it.
You at English.
I love it. Of course.
So to translate me, I said, Ron, one day if you want to, we'll sit down and you'll learn how to speak Noongar, then we won't speak English.
You never know.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Well, I mean, what I'd argue, Ron, is that most of the Southwesters, in a sense, are, you know, talking Australian or Southwest Australian or Southwest English, whatever we want to call it. And in a sense, that really it's multilinguistic, really. It's a mixture of Noongar and English.
Mm.
And I think so, in a sense, we're kind of halfway down the track and people probably don't really realise it.
Yeah. So what are you expecting to uncover? And can you give us a couple of examples?
Well, what I expect to uncover is some interesting stuff that might not be known around the traps. I spoke to the folk down in Augusta yesterday, the Augusta Mugger River Times, and they were talking about a similar, basically the same stuff. And I talked a little bit about a favourite cafeteria of mine that I go down sometimes when I go surfing down at Margaret River, at Surfers Point. To get to that answer, I'll just describe the process of how I'm going about to be able to clarify and get the, make the meaning.
Yep.
So I've collected about 12 odd thousand words from various word lists from right across the southwest, from, you know, Eneabba to the north, to Busselton and across to Jerramungup and places in between. And of those 12 odd thousand words that I've got, there's a whole bunch of words in there that are translated from Australian into English. And so when I'm looking at, say, the place called Ngarrabup, there's a couple of references that give me the explanation for the suffix, which is the up.
Mm-hmm.
And the up in the southwest means the location of or the place of, or in all cases. So where you find the ups tend to be on the coast, and they do go inland to probably, like, say, Manjimup, about that far in. And then after that, it changes to Inning, so you get Katanning or places like that. So in the case of Ngarrabup, we know that the up means the place of, and so I look at the Ngal. So what I do is that I have a look through the documents to see if I can find words that look the same or are the same spelling. And so you end up getting, in the case of Ngarrabup, say 8 or 10 different versions of the spelling, and basically explains what it is. And so in the case of Ngarrabup, the Ngau is talking about the Australian salmon. So the place called Ngarrabup really in English is translated the salmon place.